from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Let's get it on, baby.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty, and as TSA would say, the big dilf.
The big dilf.
And Psycho T. What? And Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Money bags. We'll whisper it after his week. Have the latest for you. And the latest is, first, remember, 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. And listen, we don't need to go over. Tyler, you see this lineup, man. Just tap out. If you're going to just go.
I already have my bets locked in for tonight. I don't have quit in me, dude. I'm a lot of things. Ain't no quitter. Ain't no damn quitter.
You got Jekyll and Hyde on the mound and Framber, who I'm sure he's got money on.
I don't, actually. I'm not on anything Framber related tonight besides the money line for the Astros winning.
And then you got a rookie who just got called up, who's played 11 games in AAA, who's now batting ahead of Jake Myers and Chaz McCormick. Damn, that's a little bit disrespectful just a second there. Like, damn it, you got to be bad ninth. Mm-hmm. Like, my man Zach DiCenzo came right on up and sitting in front of you, Jake, and you and Chaz McCormick. Gives me more belief that Jake can be a platoon if a guy who's played 11 games in AAA can come in here and take your spot above you. But Framber gets the ball tonight. And listen, I'd like to say some things about Framber and what they need from Framber. And yes, they could use obviously what he could be capable of. But, I mean, they've been getting pretty solid starting pitching. He's gone 6 innings in his last start. One of them he gave up no runs. The other one he ended up giving up 4. But they got to get some runs. They've got to score some runs. And they've got to generate some offense. And when they get the base, how many times did they get the bases loaded last night? At least three times. They've got to cash in. And, I mean, here is the lineup. Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez is playing in left field with Diaz catching. Pena, Singleton is at first base. As we said, DiCenzo, the rookie Zach DiCenzo, he is the DH tonight with Jake Myers in center and McCormick behind him. And, Clint, I think you said something earlier, and I think we probably just – move past it, but you
probably did, man. You're rude like that.
Earlier today, somebody said something on the show that we may have moved past, that maybe we should have revisited. I think it might have been Tyler. And yes, they're in a funk, but somehow, some way, like Altuve, Bregman, and Alvarez, they have got to come through. Like when you're struggling like this, you have struggles. Baseball's not crazy to have struggles. But them dudes up there, like somehow, some way, they got to figure it out. Like, listen, they weren't as bad as the bottom, but you know, Jordan's 1-for-5 with his homer yesterday, and Bregman is starting to struggle a little bit as well. But they need their money guys, which is Altuve, Bregman, and Jordan. They need those guys to step up and help drag them out of this funk. At these points, as you know it in any sport, man, you got to have your top players kind of start pulling you out. You're on the road. You're against the Rangers who are trying to chase you. They need those guys to step up and have big time moments here in the next couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, look, we can talk about the lower part of this lineup, and rightfully so. They've done some really, really impressive things this year. They did some really big time things and had some big time at bats and big time production through the month of whatever it took June, to run down the Mariners, and it was impressive. But that's, I mean, we can't start expecting Jake Meyers to hit 300. We can't expect Pedro Leon to not struggle when he comes out of the minors. I mean, Cabbage swung it well. Salazar ain't around no more, but he swung it well. Caratini swung it really well, and it has been a really good pinch hitter. Like, those are all great things, and it worked out for the better. But really, when you look at 7-8 games or whatever, the Astros have struggled at the plate. We got to first and foremost look at Altuve. We got to first and foremost look at Alex Bregman, Jordan Alvarez, Yainer Diaz, Jeremy Pena. Those guys right there have to find a way. If they're going to avoid Jordan Alvarez and intentionally walk him from about the fifth inning on, if anybody's on base, then you got to make them pay. You got to find a way to make them pay.
Those two also in front of them have to try to help put him in position.
Absolutely, where they can't do it. You betcha. Yeah, I mean, it's clearly, look, I'd like to see the lower half of the lineup swing the bat better as well. But if we really look at this thing, you mentioned it earlier. I mean, the pitching has been nails. I mean, starting pitching has been nails.
Run through the last five starts.
Last night was the first time. Did I read Patrick Creighton's right? Last night, they had a 10-game consecutive 10-plus strikeouts. 10-plus strikeouts in 10 consecutive games. Last night was the first game in 11 games
as a pitching staff where they didn't have
10-plus strikeouts. I mean, so, I mean, the pitching has been nailed.
Yeah, Framber's last start against the Pirates, where he went 6 innings, gave up 4 runs, is the worst performance. But Blanco went 5 innings and gave up 2 runs. Yesterday, Hunter Brown, 6 innings and 1 run. And then Spencer Arrighetti, God bless him, he struck out 12 and lost 1-0. I mean, yeah, the pitching has not been it. They got to figure out scores and runs. And listen, it sucks, but you're great. Like, Jordan, you may only get 3 pitches tonight that you can put swings on. You got to make them count. They need you. They need you tonight, and you're right. The guys behind them must make them pay eventually. But we talked about this yesterday, Clint. I said, you start looking at this lineup. Teams ain't afraid to load the bases to get around. If I can get to Jake, if I can get to Singleton, if I can get to McCormick, I'm not afraid to put people on to get the matchup I want to make sure I get folks out. So they've got to start to make a pay, but I do want to start with the top guns. Here's some notes from the captain, Joe Espada. He says Verlander will throw a bullpen tomorrow, and if it all goes well and he'll be able to throw a rehab start in Sugar Land this weekend. This is a big development here. Verlander, potentially, if his bullpen session goes well tomorrow, will be able to throw his first rehab start coming up in Sugar Land this weekend. That would be major. Luis Garcia continues to be on the no throwing program.
No
He has not thrown. When did we get that? What was that? Friday?
Yeah,
Friday.
Late last week. Yeah,
it was Friday. Once we were told that they were shutting him down from throwing, and then of course, Clint, nothing new on Tucker.
Well, I'll take the JV news, man. I'll take the JV news and run with it. I just, with this, the pitching that's been nails, you add Verlander to it. If now, obviously, they're not, again, just like with the bottom of the lineup, I'm not going to sit here and bank on Arrigetti and Ronel Blanco and Hunter Brown to be 10 strikeout, one earned run guys for the rest of the season. It'd be nice, but I'm not going to bank on it. But if these guys can continue dealing the way that they're dealing, and you add Justin Verlander to it, I just firmly believe you're going to win a lot more games you're going to lose.
Yeah, let's not make it a practice of losing the Arrigetti 12 strikeout, one earned games. Let's
gosh,
one earned run games.
We'll get all this a little funk.
5 o'clock fire.
Thanks, Captain. All right, listen, if you missed it with Jonathan Alexander, we had him on earlier, I think was the best explanation we've heard from somebody who had eyes on the situation. We got reports earlier that Titus Howard was carted off the field at Texans practice as they're continuing to practice outside of Cleveland. But we saw from Titus's tweet, he said, damn, I thought I walked off the field. It was also reported from Aaron Wilson that he walked off the field under his own power. But Clint, hell, we just talked to Jonathan Alexander. He said he jogged off the field.
Slight jog off the field. Yeah.
So I think that does make you feel a lot better about the situation, to where he's saying he's like, I walked off, you know, tweeting that quick, and then Jonathan Alexander there saying he jogged it off. So your thoughts of maybe him being able to return to practice, being able to play on Friday, that makes you feel better hearing that.
Yeah. Look, I mean, the truth of the matter is. He's been on a golf cart about four or five times in camp so far. I've seen him leaving the practice field in a golf cart multiple times. So, I'm going to wait till tomorrow and see if he's not on the field. I mean, I hopefully keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully he's back on the field tomorrow and can go this weekend. Hopefully this was just a little bit of a tweak of something. The bad weather along with the timing that it is in camp, there's no reason to push it in the moment. And so hopefully they just got him checked out and we can move on and he's back on the field tomorrow. But the cart doesn't scare me. The fact that he jogged off the field, it makes me pretty confident that old buddy's going to be all right.
At least not long term. Yeah, especially from what he was saying. Now, in terms of Friday's game, I think Titus Howard fits in this up in the air. He said he wanted to have his ones, D'Amico Ryan's, yesterday said he wanted to have his ones to get some action. And Clint, when you look at guys, and some of these guys, these are back-to-back days. They haven't practiced all week. The game is Friday, which means everything moves up if they're treating this like a game week. And Kamari Lassiter, who looks like he's pinned in as the second corner, he has not practiced now back-to-back days. Jeff Okuda joins him as his backup, has not practiced back-to-back days. Will Anderson Jr., this is back-to-back days for him. Brevin Jordan, Charlie Heck, they haven't practiced. Charlie Heck hasn't practiced in a while with that foot issue. Dez King, Joe Mixon, Tim Settle, Tegan Quatoriano, who had the calf issue from the game on Thursday. Noah Brown, as you said, locked and loaded as the fourth receiver. Christian Harris, who hasn't been on the field all training camp. He's not practicing. D'Nico Autry, who is suspended but does still have the ability to play in preseason games and practice. He didn't practice, and then Laremy Tunsil did. That's a lot of top ones or twos that didn't practice, and here it is on Tuesday. Tomorrow is probably the key day if these guys don't practice, if they're going
to
play in the game.
Yeah, look, Ron, to me, look, I don't know what's wrong with any of these guys, to be honest with you, but when you look at this list, it's a bunch of dudes that are locks to be on this football team. And then there's Charlie Heck and Tegan Quatoriano, who both have legitimate injuries and reasons to be on this list. I'd be willing to bet you that some of this is rest, some of this is where we're at in camp, some of it is we got to get a good look at the other corners. I mean, there are some good corners out there. There are some good nickel defenders out there. I'm talking about the depth with this football team.
Yeah.
You know, I would be willing to bet you that some of this is rest and given the opportunity for the staff to get a good look at some of the depth players. I just don't see how this many guys just showing up on an injured list all of a sudden is probably more precautionary for most than it is.
Yeah,
true injuries.
No, I don't think it's anything. I don't think it's anything serious. Only thing it does make me wonder is how many of these guys are actually going to play in the game on Friday?
Right,
the first preseason game, which for many of them and a guy like Kamari Lassiter, this shrinks his ability to get on the field. Right, I think they were. I heard someone saying with the Texans, they went, yeah, you got to get him on the field. Got to get that first game. John Harris said it. Got to get that first game out of the way and get him on the field. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there.
5 o'clock fire.
The 49ers, who've been in the news a lot with Brandon Ayuk, who apparently the Steelers and the Browns are potentially trying to get his services, but they take a bit of a hit. And you wonder how serious this is, but they're shutting down Christian McCaffrey for the rest of the preseason with a calf injury. And like you said, hell, I saw him sitting down being interviewed on NFL Network. By the way, he referred to Brandon Ayuk as his former teammate. I don't know if he did that on accident. Or
McCaffrey did?
Yes.
Well, I haven't seen the verbiage yet, but it didn't sound like Shanahan had some promising words in terms of Ayuk being back with the team either.
But Christian McCaffrey, probably precaution stuff. This goes in line with some of the stuff with like Laremy Tunsil and stuff. You know who he is. You know what he is. Might as well just let him heal up and rest up and let him get ready for the season.
I don't know if it was live, if it was today, if it was pre-calf injury, but I saw him doing some kind of damn bounding across the field or down the field a while ago. If that calf is strained, hell, I couldn't tell. I mean, but that sucker can move, man. So,
is he their most important player?
Oh yeah, I would think so.
Even over Purdy, you think he's?
Yeah. I mean, he's the one that makes that thing go, man. You get a running back that can do the things that he can in the backfield and at wide receiver and impact the game the way he can. Never comes off the field. That'd be a different team without Christian McCaffrey. You know, you plug in another quarterback that's and I'm not disrespecting Purdy at all. I mean, but you plug in another quarterback that can go, and I think you get a very, very similar offense.
With him in it.
I'm just talking from a talent standpoint. Yeah. I mean, I just think we saw that. Jimmy Garoppolo, this is a good offense when Jimmy Garoppolo was in there. How much run did Jimmy Garoppolo get with Christian?
I don't know. I know he got to a Super Bowl without him, but I don't know how much run he got with him. Like I said, I think he is too. He was the highest non-quarterback to finish in the MVP race. He's somebody that, hey, let's make sure we get him 100%. And it feels like maybe the Texans are handling Joe Mixon the same way. If we know who he is, whatever this is, let's make sure we get him 100%. Because if it's what they've been calling it, it's
quad strain,
and some of the movements he's done off the field, running up and down the field in celebration.
Right.
It makes you feel like he should be good. All right, coming up, that we got to talk about the guy who is, I'd say probably about the last 2 weeks, he has been the star of the Houston Texans training camp. We'll discuss that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
Four-man front for Houston. Murray fakes the give. Steps back, steps up. Now guns it long downfield. Wants Brown and intercepted. Derek Stingley Jr. with the pick. The takeaway by the Texans. Stingley's second career INT.
All right, listen, all the reports here. We've watched Derek Stingley Jr. ourselves last week at training camp. And as you've said, ever since that little tussle, he is really taking things up a notch. John Harris, who was on with us earlier, he gushed all over him, said that he
thought.
Is that a pause?
That's more of a pause than many we've had.
He overdoes the pause.
He gushed all over it. 713-572-4610.
But you said he could do whatever he wanted to do. You said it's.
My bad, man. I'll remember. I'm sorry. I'm shutting up. My bad.
No, I don't need you to shut up. I just want to know if everyone else thought that you thought pause when you heard it. 713.
Maybe I'm alone.
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch. What did I say? Oh, John Harris earlier today
gushed all over him.
Did I emphasize it like that? Maybe. John Harris earlier today gushed all over.
That's my fault though. On your train of thought.
Gushed all over. No, I want to get the. Give me it. Was that a pause? Was the gushing a pause?
I don't think it was.
713-572-4610.
My bad.
And those of you on YouTube and Twitch. I mean, but
hey, to Ron's point, if it makes you feel that way, you can pause it.
Hell yeah, pause is said by any. But. But John was all over him earlier today about how good he was. And then Jonathan Alexander, first off, what did John say about him? John says he's got the best hands on the team and thinks he'll be in the team pitcher for top three corners in the league. Jonathan Alexander said he seems like he's somebody who's on a mission. And he has played these last 2 weeks like the guy that I think many people saw at the end of last year, Clint. And he changes things, I think, in several ways on this defense if he is really going to consistently hit and play the way he's been playing and the way people expect him to play. He's going to change a ton.
Yeah, look, if he turns into the guy that's not worried about getting injured, that has the utmost confidence. Look, I know he was drafted number 3 overall. I know he had a short but really good college career. And so you just think, boy, this guy's got to be confident through the roof. There's no doubt that the injury aspect of his career so far has taken a toll on him. He's still developing and maturing and coming into his own. And what we've seen recently, one of the interceptions today when he undercut Tank Dell. Apparently he undercut it, would have took it to the house if it was real action, would have been a pick six. He threw the damn ball back over at the offensive side sideline. I mean, if Derek Stingley becomes a you better not disrespect me type of corner, mindset of a corner, along with his tangible skill set, and if he can stay healthy, if all of that comes to fruition, if all of those stars align for Derek Stingley, I could very easily see him being one of, if not the best corner in the league. I mean, I think tangibly, you look at size, speed. I mean, he's literally one of those corners that he can allow you to get beat. He can afford to gamble because he can then turn and make up ground and recover as well as anybody in the league. So if he can stay healthy and he's not just a very physically gifted dude, but he's confident, And he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's on a mission all of a sudden. I mean, look out. This is the Derek Stingley that I've been waiting on. Now, he's got to do it in the game, obviously. But a guy that you look at what he did today in camp. He ran a route for Tank Dell, one of the best route runners in the game. I've watched it. Look, I mean, say what you want about how early it is in his career. I've watched him out there running routes with Stephon Diggs. Definitely one of the better route runners in the league. Step for step with him. But the point is, Derek Stingley has the ability to sit on and undercut a route that Tank Dell's running. That doesn't happen every day. He goes out and against 6'4", Nico Collins, he goes out and climbs the ladder and wins a 50-50 ball. Picks off the quarterback that led the league in yards per game and fewest interceptions in a season last year. Not once, but twice in practice, and threw the damn ball back at him. That's just the level of swag, the level of confidence, the level of chip on shoulder, on a mission, don't disrespect me, that, boy, that could be, that's going to be fun to watch if he can stay healthy.
Yeah, and it is. He has a chance to be as good as, like you said, he's got all the tools to have a chance to be as good, and then we've actually seen him put it on display as he did at the end of the year. But as I said before, man, this puts even more pressure on everybody else in the secondary around him, in particular the guys that are going to be in coverage. And I think someone said earlier, oh, be better than that. With Derek Stingley over there, he can roll coverage to help. You can help. It doesn't mean you're going to stop people. My thing is teams are going to go away from him and try to beat you other ways. Like, teams are going to, they're going to try to go away from you. And yes, you can, it allows you to add help over there, but you understand how, I mean, you know, you could help Tavier Thomas all you wanted last year.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. It's still,
the point is you're still going to get tried.
Yeah. You're going to get tried. And the hope is, and they're very, 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 very high on Kamari Laster. John Harris, you heard him, very, very high on Kamari Laster. The coaching staff, clearly they've penciled him in. But he is going to get tested, Clint. Him and Jalen Petrie, he's going to get tested, because to hell with that. I'm not going to roll Derek Stingley, and roll and throw it that way.
Yep.
When I can try to take advantage of these potential matchups. So, D'Amico, and I think a lot of this is going with D'Amico, because they saw him, they went after him, they got him, and they put him right in the spot. Laster and made the decision that Petrie playing nickel is the spot for him, which I agree with.
Yeah.
So they need to be right there, because those guys are going to get tested big time on this team.
Yeah, no, I agree. Did we ever decide, is Tyler a hit that or a tap that guy, or what was he?
I don't know.
I definitely wasn't a hit that. I'm not saying it never came out of my mouth, but it wasn't typically my
Yeah,
my
go-to. I didn't think that was you. That's why I said it.
If you're sitting around with the fellas and
I don't think he says yeah, I hit that.
A real one of your gals.
I think he's a bang.
No.
Oh, he banged her.
No.
I feel like Tyler
freaking Ricky Martin.
Tyler,
she banged.
Tyler, at some point, was a yeah, I banged her. At some point,
there was.
No, no, no. I don't know. You know, I'm a gentleman, so I probably just didn't talk about it a whole lot.
Okay. Well, we all know that's not true. Hell, I've spent 4 years in a damn studio with you. I know that ain't true. I mean, you're a gentleman, but you talk
about it a lot. You can be, but you also have the ability to.
You know what it may have been? It may have been.
I'm trying to think what your phrasing is.
You know,
you met her?
Oh, I got that.
I used to.
I got that.
I nailed her.
No.
It was like a nail.
I used to. What was his word?
Drill.
No. Make love. I am a tender lover.
You
are a young tender.
You imagine with the fellas bling bling. Oh man, her coming in. God, boy, I made love to her. Sweet, sweet love. Sweet love.
Dang, I got to figure that
we
out.
We held hands.
I have a gentle touch.
For about 2 hours now.
We held hands.
And Tyler talks about stuff like that, too, so we should know, man.
Oh, I can't. Hey, yeah, man. I can't pull what it is right now.
Sex is a beautiful part of life.
I can't think. Someone did earlier smash. I don't think he's smash.
No.
I don't think he's smash. Someone did earlier say.
Not from the Jersey Shore.
Say make love, so. I don't think this. I think this person is from. From Katie, and they say smash.
I think he says I used to mess around with her, and then gives the eyes and the head gesture like it was.
Yeah, mess around with her.
Yeah, mess around could be everything. But,
he's got one
the final.
He's got a phrase. Act. He's got a phrase. I'm talking about like high school. He's
one
a
of those. Yeah, her and I used to bump uglies.
No,
I've never heard that.
Her and I used to play hide the
pickle.
There's something corny like that with him. I can't remember what it is.
Drop the horn. Drop the hammer. So once he says, so I
love Horace Hammer.
I've had relations with her.
Relations.
Tyler's not a knock the boots guy. I don't think he is. I don't think he is.
Make whoopee.
I think you are a hit.
I made whoopee with that girl.
I don't feel hit. I don't.
He is on the silly side of like in a serious conversation, be like, yeah, me and that old girl, we used to make whoopee.
Tore her up.
Took her to Pleasure Town.
Wait a minute, man. We're having a man-to-man conversation here. You're making whoopee?
Took her to Pleasure Town.
Was this an 80s game show?
Took her to Pleasure Town is what he said.
All right. An odd place to have whoopee.
Joe Espada, the captain, didn't have an update on Kyle Tucker, but Dana Brown came and spoke. He actually has an update on Kyle Tucker. Same page. just earlier, Joe Espada talked to the media, and I guess Dana Brown want to come with a different one. We'll discuss that coming up next on the other side.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
For those scoring at home, many people text in and said, big pause. Yep. Come on, show. It's Ron. That was definitely a pause. Yes, women gush. Someone else.
Get nasty on a Tuesday. I
thought the exact same thing. I guess it was a pause. Wow, me against Tyler. I would have never guessed Tyler would win with the people.
I'm a man of the people.
Pause.
Drive family loves him.
I'm a man of the people. Some of them just are trying to fight it.
The people love me.
And they love me too. Again,
they do.
Just trying to fight it. Astros general manager Dana Brown, right? Didn't we hear from at least get some words from Espada saying nothing new with Kyle Tucker?
I believe that is correct, sir.
That's what we said. We reported that earlier in the 5 o'clock fire.
May have been a HIPAA thing, though. You never know.
Not a HIPAA thing for Dana, because Astros GM Dana Brown said Tucker is doing quote limited baseball activity, but coming along really well, Clint. Limited baseball activity, but coming along really well.
Once again, seems like contradictory statements put up against each other.
Yeah, what the GM said. God, I wonder why the GM said that. And the coach has already spoken.
Yeah, there's no need for it.
It's like that damn meme of like the dog and there's a house on fire behind him and he's saying, it's fine. Everything's fine. Honest to God,
if you break it down, this is really nothing new. Like he's been playing catch. He's been, you know, he's done some stuff in the outfield, they said. He's been swinging at the in the cages. So He's been doing limited baseball activities. He said coming along really well. Now that part
coming along well, man. That,
the coming along really well part is like, you know, subjective. Like, what do you mean coming along really well? Like, is he?
He ain't even coming along.
Is it slowly? Like, well, I mean, still slowly. This, like,
don't even need the well adjective.
But let's be honest. I mean, who do you believe here?
Oh, I think probably Dana knows more than Joe.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I have no idea.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
I have no idea. You're talking about a
that's probably fair.
An unbelievably mysterious injury here that's 2+ months into a rehab with conflicting reports. Hell, if you ask Adam Spillane. Every time he sees him, he can't even walk to his damn locker without it. Like he's been hit by a car.
Like he got clubbed.
I mean, depending on who, I mean, everybody's got a different opinion on this thing. I don't know what to believe
But this is Dana, man, because he did this with Dusty last year. It'd be like, hey, like it's like two different people just had a conversation the first.
Well,
one got no new update on Kyle. Oh. Dana, here, I will speak. Here, I'll give you an update on Tucker. just wild. Just wild. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. And I saw this. They got several one-on-one sit-downs, including with Damian Pierce and Davis Mills. They used to be the starting quarterback and running back duo.
Yep.
Texans.
That's
got
wild to think about. Just like where we are right now compared to that day.
And that was like 2 years ago.
Not even.
No, I mean... So they'll be 2 seasons ago. They'll be doing one-on-ones with those guys and much more on Texas All Access. And then it will continue as Area 45 comes at you when they finish. They'll have it till 11 o'clock. Bajani and Creighton.
Ron Hughley.
It's Ron Hughley, Creighton. They'll have it. They'll have things going until 11 o'clock. They will have the post-game show for hopefully a win for the Astros and they get back in this thing. With the Rangers and tied this series, so be listening for that until live and local until 11 o'clock. By the way, the Chicago White Sox have lost their 21st straight game.
They've just quit, right?
It's an AL record.
Damn. That's a record,
an American League record. Mm. What is the Major League record? I'm like at this point, it's just let's take this thing. I think the Pistons they got into like. Didn't they lose like 20, 23 in a row this past year? Just take it up. What's that? How are they close to the major league record?
Oh, very. Yeah, they're approaching it quickly. The record for the majors is the 1961 Philadelphia Phillies. They lost 23 straight ball games.
They can do this.
Right up against it. Who are they playing right now?
They are playing. Oh, they're playing somebody else. Sorry. Aren't they playing the A's? I believe. Yeah, they're playing the A's.
Damn the luck.
Yeah, they like, I mean, as you would say this about football, I feel like we're entering that. USA, it's not hard to go 8-8, you always say. Like, you almost got to be working.
You'll be working against yourself.
To do that. It's hard to lose 21 in a row.
Absolutely.
In baseball, it is hard. 21 in a row. It is hard to do that.
And it sucks.
Like, can you do me a favor? I'm going to do it. I wonder what their home attendance has been in this deal. Because I'm telling you, what would it look if the Astros were on a 21-game losing streak, how many people do you think would be going out to Minute Maid? Because I know that the Astros have had lean time.
Yep.
Would they be in Oakland A territory?
Who?
The Astros. No. If they had lost 21, if they're going in for game 22 in a row,
no.
People would still be rolling out
it
there?
It would take a while. I think it would take a season for people to quit on them. People already had season tickets. They're going to go. The Oakland A's have worked hard to be as pitiful as they are.
You want to know about the attendance for the trash-ass White Sox?
Oh, God, please, let me hear it. I bet it's better than you think.
The average attendance at a Chicago White Sox game this year is the fourth lowest in the majors at 17,300 folks.
Man, that's better than I would have thought.
You got some loyal fans, and
that's their last home game. They got 14,000, and that was for them to get to 17 in a row.
Home crowds that have a lower attendance nightly: probably the Kansas Tampa City. Bay Rays, the Miami Marlins, and of course, dead last, the Oakland A's. Soon to be Sacramento. Soon to be Las Vegas.
I would be out there just pissed. If I was a fan out there, I'd be out there just. I think at this point, well, I'd
rightfully so
with the bag over the head. Who was the Lions used to do that?
Saints.
The Lions, the Saints did it. The Jets. I'd be out there with the bag over my head.
I can just see that bag over the head. It's the ain'ts.
So seriously, what do you think the mindset of the players are in this? Like, do you think they are gung ho on trying to break this? Like, they are. Like, they're out here like, dude, we like this is like some point you got to get to the embarrassing point. And I feel like we've passed it of like giving everything like they got like this is it. We've got to stop this. We have got to stop this. We got to get a damn win.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been not a part of a record setting loss, but I've an embarrassing season with a team that typically had played good football. I've been a part of this. I mean, when you're in it, man, you're just game to game. At bat to at bat, hopefully start to start. Look, when you lose 21 straight, there ain't a player on that team that has any business worrying about 21 or 22 straight. Your ass better get up there and swing the stick.
I think they get a win tonight.
Do you?
I think they get a win. I think they break
it. Bet on it, Tyler.
I hope.
Tyler said he's bet on it.
You're betting on the White Sox tonight? To lose?
Oh, no. I actually only have two Astros bets on my slate, and I'm on the Astros money line to win the game, and I'm on Jordan to get over 1.5 bases. A lot of other action
really
around
like
Major League
bet,
Baseball. Oh, yeah. Jordan over 1.5. If it's there 9 times out of 10, I'll take it because it's going to pay off.
They better have finished this before they get to the Astros. They get the Astros on the 16th. They're 10 days away from the Astros. They got two more against the A's, two against the Cubs, and three against the Yankees.
I want to go to one of those games so bad if they're still on the street.
God, they can lose all those games. I mean, clearly, they can. Good God. Someone said that, Ron, don't forget the Astros were like the Chicago White Sox years back before Jim Crane. No, I know, but damn, at least they didn't bang in 21 in a row. That's it. I will say, speaking of that, I don't think you guys are. I don't think there is a space to panic right now with the Astros. They are fighting it, and if they have another one run scoring out, effort tonight against the Rangers, that will be super annoying. What am I trying to say?
I think you're trying
annoying.
To say annoying.
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 You want
to say ignore and.
Sorry,
and
cannot ignore. Do not ignore it.
Ignore and annoy all at the same time. But it's super annoying. But I got to say, man, the pitching is something to be extremely exciting about. Now, listen, I don't think they're going to blow saves a lot in the bullpen. But, Clint, if they can keep getting anywhere close to the performances, the pitching performances they're getting. I mean, they're losing games where their starters going 6 innings and giving up a run. They're losing games where their starters getting 12 strikeouts, 11 strikeouts. Like, if they keep getting anything close to this, that's what's hard to find in consistency. The bats kind of come and go. If they can keep getting this, and it looks like Verlander, if he has a good bullpen session, could be on the way. And when you just think about comparing it to who they're fighting against. And I'm not talking about getting to the ALCS. It just at least to the division, the AL West, with the Rangers and the Mariners, I don't think it's time to panic right now, even though their offense is struggling the way it is, because I think those teams have major, major warts as well.
Yeah, look, I think we talk a lot about Jake Meyers, talk a lot about the bottom of the lineup, and that's all fine and dandy, but in reality, the pitching, the starting pitching, and the top 4, 5, maybe 6 hitters in this lineup are ultimately what are going to determine the fate of this team. So, I mean, when it's all said and done, those guys have to produce at the plate, and pitchers. Look, let's not get ridiculous here. These guys don't have to continue to pitch at the clip they're pitching right now.
But, boy, they sure are opening some eyes with how good Spencer Arrighetti is being, Hunter Brown, Ronel Blanco, obviously Kikuchi for one outing. You got Verlander coming back. With the pitching doing what they're doing, right now the complaint needs to be about the big bats in this lineup just not producing. I mean, if this season depends on Jake Myers, good luck.
I screwed it up.
Yeah, but he ain't got to hit 170.
No, I agree with. I mean, look,
and the rest of them, Chaz too. Chaz has been
there's
awful.
Plenty of conversations to be had about them.
Dubon has dropped off the map.
I mean, we'll get all this little funk.
Those guys have to produce in clutch situations.
Yeah, just do something like the bases are loaded with one out. Do something.
Well, you had an opportunity two different times late in the ball game.
Do something. I don't need to get hit. Do something. Put the ball in play. Hit a fly ball. Again, coming up behind us, Texans All Access. They've got one-on-ones with the likes of Damian Pierce and Davis Mills in Area 45 with Johnny Creighton and Byron. Byron's running the ones and twos tonight on Area 45. Byron's just firing me. I think I'm gonna bring back. I'm gonna get the bob cut, man.
Should have never let it go.
Sides tapered, the back tapered.
When you cut it low, it grows out faster, and you need another haircut. I can see your receding hairline, and I can see Harold. When you got that bob, I can't see none of that stuff. Am I lying, Tyler?
No, sir.
You just got to be coached. You're not very coachable. I told you that a long time ago.
I hate both of you. terrible job today by you, Clint. Awful, even worse by you, Tyler.
Oh, we know that it is.
Jonathan Alexander, we thank you. You're even calling me out. And John Harris, yeah, you were the best on the show.
Harold looks good
today. Shove it. I'm Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. I think we love you, baby.
Would you rather a gold medal in the Olympics or to have and for the world to know, innocently know, that you've got a huge Johnson?
It's a tough one.
Oh, wow. It's hanging on there. Hanging right on the bar, huh?
My guy needed to strap that thing down, man.
That thing like a monkey's tail. It went out there and grabbed that damn edge of that bar and pulled it right off the rack, man. I'm telling you. Peacocking around at Olympic Village that evening. No medal having ass.
Like literally
his
peacocking.
His age, I don't know, boy.
Yeah, girl.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.